at this point now, I am homeless and I go to live with my Aunt Marguerite. And then my brother and I tell my Aunt Marguerite, I promise I'm going to sleep on your couch, but I'm going to bust my ass. I will find us a place to live. And I find us a place to live in Owings Mills. That's where we go next. Owings Mills, Reisterstown Road right there, main drag, Owings Mills. And it's one of these places like Morningside Heights or something. Heights is never good, but we didn't have a choice.
The fake like names of trying to make an apartment building sound like it's community. Yeah.
So we find this one place off of, I think the road was Enchanted Hills or some bullshit.
None of this is good.
This sounds nice. But
yeah,
it's like, pull in, and I go see it during the day. And I'm like, this seems nice. You know, seems nice.
Yeah.
And then we move in, and I realize that we are the only white people in this whole, it's not just this, you know, that those complex, like a building here and it's got apartments that go down here and up here and then another floor up. And it's like six of these buildings, but there's quadrants everywhere. And like my brother and I are the only white guys in this building. So I go to work one night at UPS and I come home and my brother had a bunch of people over and they're all smoking and hanging out and shit. And when I get home, there are fucking Baltimore County police all over this fucking parking lot. And they're right at our fucking building's entrance. And I'm like, man, my fucking dumbass brother with the opium and all this. Yeah, we're already busted. Yeah, we just moved in. Yeah, we were homeless two days ago. We just got this place, this dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I walk up and the police look at me. They don't say anything. So I just fucking pull the front door open. Now there's a couple cops on the stairs and I'm like, listen, man, I live here. I'll just let you in. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna let you in. And they point to the doorway across from ours. Like, okay. So I go in my door. My brother's sound asleep. I shut the door. I deadbolt that motherfucker and I get up on that door and I'm looking through the people and I'm watching and they start yelling. And now I go over to my window over here that looks to the outside parking lot. And I pull those shitty ass blinds.
And
there's a cop right there with his gun. Like the gun's right here at my view because we're a little bit in the ground. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, where are we living? They fucking scream at this door over here. They're like, please. They kick this fucking door in. They all run in. I could hear a guy yelling. I can hear a girl yelling. Dude, I fucking dive on the ground. I'm just on the ground in case bullets start flying, because I thought when they opened that door, he was going to like, gah, gah, gah. It was going to come right in because I'm right across. And, you know, it's no farther than here to where, you know, there.
Yeah.
And this fucking dude, they drag this dude out. And they throw him on the steps. And these motherfuckers, you know, like a stairs go like this and then it goes up and here.
Mm-hmm.
They put his head right here so that his neck is in that gap. Oh, and they're kneeing this motherfucker. Jesus Christ. They're trying to kill this motherfucker.
This is 90. This is like fucking.
This is 92.
92 three-ish. Baltimore County cops.
Yeah.
Not exactly. If you think police brutality is bad now, like these motherfuckers.
Fucking this dude up. They're fucking God him up. Damn. They're trying to kill him or paralyze him or something.
Oh my God.
They drag him out and they're keeping. Now I'm hearing, where's the gun? Where's the gun? And the girl's like, there's no gun. There's no gun.
Holy shit.
Where are the drugs? There's no drugs. They fucking take God her damn. Out. They go in and they fucking don't find a gun. And then they come back later. Now this neighbor right here, this guy's name was Adolf. He was an old black dude.
A black guy named Adolf.
Swear to God. Our neighbor was a black man named Adolf. And he was a bus driver. Like for like field trips and shit. Like he was your church bus driver. Stavros, I swear to God, how old are we talking? Oh man, he had to be at the time in his 50s or so.
So he might have been born before Hitler.
That's a good point.
He might have been
not
born
before
right,
Hitler, but before,
but like
the
before
shit
Hitler
went bad.
Was like, yeah, a bad Adolf was a bad name. He might have been born right before Hitler, like got
it's
got
probably
big,
right there. Yeah.
You know, 50s and the 90s.
Maybe
he's close. Yeah. You know,
close. Talking about 42, 50. Yeah, it's close, bro. Yeah. It's close. Know?
Or maybe his parents were big fans. You know,
either one. Yeah, yeah. So I swear to God, I'll never get over this. So we go to the Grateful Dead show, and somebody brings back opium. And I was always the guy that, like, I'll smoke weed and I'll drink, but I don't want to fuck with that. But I'll watch. If you were like, I'm going to do it, I'll like, let me watch you do this. You know, I want to see it. I'm curious, awesome. You know?
You're a drug cuck.
Yes.
You're like, yeah. Do the drugs in front of me.
So my brother, a couple other guys are doing it, and all of a sudden there's doom, doom, doom on our door, and everybody's like, oh, shit. I'm like, I got it. I go over, and it's fucking Adolf. I'm like, it's Adolf. I open the door up. Adolf looks right at me and goes, who's smoking opium in here? I swear to fucking God. This motherfucker knew what opium smelled like.
Ooh.
He's a field trip to church bus driver who, and we gave him some and he smoked the shit out of us. Adolf fucking knew the smell, opium, dude.
I bet you Adolf had some awesome like jazz, listen to jazz and smoking opium in the fucking.
He smoked opium and then he starts telling me about the girl across the way. He's like, let me tell you something.
Hell yeah, dude.
He goes, she's a real one. I go, what do you mean? He goes, there was a gun in there. She lied and hit it. I was like, nah. How do you know, by the way? How do you know?
Adolf rules, dude.
Adolf was the shit.